flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Super Bowl countdown continues on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Doing pretty good today, Brother Spike. It is Friday Eve. Puts me closer to the worst week of the season being over with. This bye week, yes, the worst week of the season. I'm ready for the Eagles to play again, and they don't play this weekend, so that means I have to get through another week of Monday through Friday before the game. So this week, we get through this week. Another day closer to Super Bowl Sunday. Jackie Baseball. Mm. Listen, what you need to be thinking about is finding your spot in the parade. That's what you need to be thinking about.
Wow.
Holla at your boy.
I'll be there. All right.
Well, I know you'll be there.
Yeah, I don't know what you'll meet, though. You know, maybe I can get invited onto the bus like you and Marks went last time.
Oh, yeah. You guys were on the bus.
Yeah, that was special.
It was special.
Not sure what I'm going to do this time.
Yeah, I know. It's got to be tough for you. It's got to be tough for you. I'm just worried about, you know, short weather in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Birkenstocks.
Oh, will you stop it with the Birkenstocks? You're not actually going to do that, right? On Radio Row.
100%
of course. Well, maybe not on Radio Row. I'll be a pro, but
yeah. Okay.
But the Burks will be there.
Okay.
And the puppies will be purring.
The Burks will be there and the puppies will be purring.
Unreal.
That is for sure.
Big show, as always, on Thursday. Shil Kapadia joins us at 3. Break down the game. Mike Mayock at 4. Top 5 at 5 at 5. So I was thinking, Ike, as we start the show, thinking of my walk this morning, as I always do, and I was thinking about that comment from Jalen Hurts after the game when they asked him about Nick Sirianni. Remember what he said? He finally took the straitjacket off. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about the Super Bowl. And Jalen had his best game of the playoffs on Sunday against Washington. The best game he's played since the Pittsburgh game. And I think you could probably argue his best game of the year. It's probably that game or the Cincinnati game or the Pittsburgh game. Whatever. And after the game, he says that Coach Sirianni took the straitjacket off. And I think in the Super Bowl, the straitjacket has to stay off. You know, the recipe for the Eagles this year has largely been, don't turn the ball over, run the ball, play defense, blah, blah, blah. Very safe way of playing. But I don't think that safe way of playing wins us the game against the Chiefs. I think we're going to have to take some chances. I saw that AFC Championship game. That's sort of what the Bills did. Josh Allen threw a bunch of short passes, blah, 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 and the Bills came through it. They didn't turn the ball over, and the Chiefs came through at the end. I think they have to not just play well, they have to play excellent. They have to take chances. And in the Super Bowl, I want the straitjacket to stay off of Jalen Hurts, and I don't want that super safe way of coming back, super safe way of playing coming back.
Yeah, you know, we've gone through this a couple times, and, you know, you fall into this trap every time. And I got to bring you back out of it and remind you.
This has been a debate.
Yeah, you just don't need to deviate from what has worked. It's great that he has the ability to do it. Now, listen, if Kansas City's defense is playing so well that they're slowing down Saquon and there's opportunities on the outside, then yes, Jalen, by all means, Take advantage of those opportunities when they present itself. Get the ball out on time to your playmakers, and we go win the football game. I got no problem with that. My thing would be is predetermining this is what you're going to do going into a game. So it's really about Kellen Moore, Nick Sirianni, offensive game plan, and how you're deciding to attack this Chiefs defense. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think the Chiefs' run defense. How good is the Chiefs' run defense? Is the Chiefs' run defense? I mean,
they've never allowed a 100-yard rusher in the postseason, I guess, is the stat going around.
I don't care about that. That has nothing to do with this year's team and how good their run defense is this year. And so this pertains to what the Eagles do well, which is running the football and taking their shots when they present themselves, but playing great defense. Field position, that's what has gotten you here. And I'll say this to you, for all you people who may call up today, and I welcome the calls. Don't worry, I welcome the calls. But for all the people that may call up today that agree with Spike and they want to take the straight jacket off, this is not what's gotten you here. And understand, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, they win by sticking to the script. They don't deviate from what they do well. They wait for you to make mistakes and you to do things that aren't necessarily in your toolbox, right? That's what happened in that last game. I mean, the last Super Bowl, turning the ball over, kicking a field goal on 4th and 5, punting, like things of that nature. Chiefs didn't do anything extraordinary. They just did what they do. And they wait on you to make mistakes. Don't get into this game thinking you need to do anything extra to beat the Chiefs. You are the better team. You're the better team. Put that pressure on the Chiefs to make plays. Put that pressure on Andy Reid to decide, do I go for it on 4th down or do I punt it? Do I let Patrick Mahomes throw the ball? Put that pressure on them. Don't do them a favor by doing something that you didn't do to get you here. Don't let last week fool you. Don't let last week fool you. It was great. I get it. We're a defensive-oriented team and a run-based-oriented team. This game is won with our defense and Saquon Barkley. Stick to what's gotten you here.
I still want great defense. I'm not giving up the defense. Mm-hmm. I still want to run the ball. But I do not want – I want to do whatever I can to not have this game be a one-score game in the fourth quarter. Because my nightmare –
it's
Patrick
Mahomes.
They're
going to have him by trying to let Jalen Hurts air it out against the Kansas City Chiefs defense.
Not air it out. Throw it 30 times like you did against Washington. That's all I want. Straight jacket off. 215-592-9494. Play it safe. Straight jacket on for Jalen. Straight jacket off. Let it rip a little bit.
Don't give me play it safe. Just stick to the script of what you've been doing.
Play
don't
it safe, guy.
Don't try to mix words with playing it safe.
Play it
don't
safe,
confuse
guy over
with the people. Stick to the recipe that's gotten you here. If you view that as planned and safe, then so be it. Okay. That's what has gotten you here.
Well, you don't trust QB1 like I do. 215-592-9494. Straight jacket on or straight jacket off. We do have next question today. We do this a lot. Add a little flavor to the show. The best one, you'll be a Foxhole Guy, official afternoon show. In 1933, on WXYZ Radio, the Lone Ranger debuted. And, of course, Lone Ranger was one of a duo. It was Lone Ranger and Tonto. So for today, we want, give us your go-to duo, famous duo, 215-592-9494, along with your sports point. Jack, lead us off, famous duo.
XYZ Radio, whatever, sounds like a Tornado Shapiro.
Yes, it was actually www.xyz.
Where he used to be.
Yes.
I'm going to take a big answer off the board.
Oh, boy.
Not that I partake in what these guys are known for.
Yes.
But Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong's a big answer.
Oh, Cheech, why don't you leave that for somebody who does?
Yeah, Broads. Broads will call.
Oh,
say,
yeah, let's go.
Yeah,
Cheech and Chong, baby.
Yeah.
I just, never mind.
All right. So, Cheech and Chong. Ike, famous duo. I'm going to lose my voice doing the Broads voice. Yeah.
Cheech and Chong. You know where I'm going to go? I got so many duos I wanted to go with. I'm going to leave some of the bigger names out there. And you know what I'm going to go with? I got a duo for you.
Okay.
This is a little bit pandering, but it's Philadelphia.
Okay.
I just switched it up on the fly.
Okay.
I had a different one I was going to go with, but I'm going to go with this one. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
That is a little bit pandering, but it is a good
It's a good one, though, right?
Yes. It's a good one. It's a good famous duo.
That's a famous duo. I had a bunch of them that I could have gone with, but I, I'm going to go with the Philly duo there.
There's a lot of great ones. Yeah. I'm going Eric B. and Rakim.
See, there you go.
There it is. It was the first thing that popped into my head was Eric B. and Rakim.
I have no idea who Eric B. and Rakim
is. What is that?
They play tennis. They play tennis. They're a tennis.
Said, what is that?
Yeah. They played tennis, Jack. All right, 215-592-9494. In the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts, you want the straitjacket on or straitjacket off? And next question today, give us a famous duo. Lone Ranger debuted today in 1933. Leading us off again.
What was the duo?
Mine?
Long Ranger.
Oh, Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Well, I just want you to put it out there. Everybody may not know who Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Lone Ranger and Tonto. Yeah. Lone Ranger and Tonto. Corey in Columbus starts us off. You're on WIP. It's a good call by you. What's up, Corey?
Come on, Spike. You got to let us know. Like, you got to let us know who the duo is. Come on, man. Well, yesterday, we had to mess up with the phone.
That was Jack's fault.
Like, not my fault.
Hey, listen, I know we don't got no game this week, but, like, come on, y'all. Let's tighten it up.
Oh, wow.
I like this energy. This is Super Bowl winning energy from Corey
come
in Columbus.
On, y'all. You know, we got to listen. So, like, I'm with Ike. I just want to win the football game. We just like.
Well, what's the best way to win the football game? don't chicken out.
Listen, he set up here. We gonna do whatever we got to do to win. Take the straight jacket off. That was a shot at the media, right?
No, like, it wasn't.
Yeah. Well,
it was a shot at his coach. It wasn't a shot at the media.
So you think it's a shot? So they set up taking big pictures, smiling, cheesing. You think? Come on, man.
Dude, they asked him what kind of job Nick Sirianni did. And he said he did a great job. He took the straight jacket off me this week.
He said, I guess he let me out to see. Get the quote right. He said, I guess he let me out the straight jacket this week.
It wasn't against the media.
All right. To each his own. But look, I think they should do whatever they got to do to win the football game. Jalen Hurts, if you got to throw to win, throw to win. If the Chiefs can't stop the run, you know, give it to 2-6 to take us there. Because like Ike said, we the best team. All right? See, this is what we got to realize. The Super Bowl is a regular game for the Chiefs, right? They go there every year. So this ain't nothing like they ain't going to be starstruck out there. Like, you know, we got Q. You know, we got a couple new guys. Even Saquon, he ain't never been to the bowl before. So these dudes over on our side, this is a regular game. We can't let them take us out of what we do, what has got us to this point, right? So we got to continue to do what we've done all season. And I feel like that's hand the ball to Saquon, you know, and if we got to take our shots on the outside, take the shots on the outside, you know. That's what we got to do. But real quick, yo,
Hold up. I'll let you do that, Corey. But right. You understand that for many of the games this year, he didn't take the shots on the outside. That was the difference in Sunday, is that he took those shots. That was the straight jacket off, is that he didn't take those shots.
There was a lot. See, I'm not going to go back and do the revisionist history, like, you know, because we're not going to do this. But there's a lot of times this season where, you know, like, I'm not going to say the receivers, like, I know we wanted to take the shots, but we gave them some shots in the playoffs. And I don't know if they had butter popcorn before the game and all that, you know, maybe the trust 100% there, you know.
He dropped two passes the entire season, Corey.
He dropped four, but, you know.
The entire season.
The stats say four, but okay. But
21 games.
All right. Here's the thing, right? Hey, real quick, yesterday, hey, I don't have no, like, I went to Ohio State. I got Ohio State alumni. I mean, you know, I don't got no Syracuse. No East Lansing. I definitely don't got no Bloomsburg. I got a lonely Ohio State. And, you know, I was reading some stats, and some stats told me that it said when Joe Mixon was in 2021, he was second leading rusher in the league, right? And then when I look at Derrick Henry, there was a stat that said when Derrick Henry had more than 85 yards, The Ravens was undefeated. And then when I look at James Cook, it says when James Cook got more than 18 carries, the Bills were 7-1. So what that tell me is maybe they coaches should have been giving the ball to their running back more too. See, they got all this talent. This is what my mom used to do. When I was a kid, I got two older sisters and a younger brother. My middle sister, she was like our second mom. She made sure stuff got done, right? So my mom would tell her stuff to do, you know, when she didn't trust the rest of us. Maybe they coached it. Shouldn't have been putting all them trust in the rest of them boys and should have gave them all to the back. And maybe they would have been to some Super Bowls, too.
Well, Joe Burrow was in a Super Bowl. What are we talking about here?
But he been to one Super Bowl. Because I remember last year you was pumping, or early this year you was pumping him out saying he been to AFC title game in a Super Bowl and Jalen only been to one. How many Jalen been to now? Like, how many?
Corey, two.
Corey, why are we doing this?
Two.
Corey, who's better, Joe Burrow or Jalen Hurts? Why are we even doing this?
I don't got a horse in the race. You know,
well, you do. You do have a horse in the race because you brought up Joe Burrow. You know what? The Jalen clan are the only people that bring up the other quarterbacks. I don't.
In the race. And then
you have the nerve to call up and say they should do whatever they got to do to win. Of course.
I was just listening to the argument. I don't got no horse in the race.
All right.
I just wanted to add some context.
All
right.
To
what people were saying. You know,
okay.
That's all. You know, and my duo.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with Sherlock Holmes and Watson.
Wow.
You know, that's it's an okay one.
I would not have expected that from Corey.
Yes, and I wouldn't have come up with Watson. If somebody asked you who was Sherlock Holmes, who was like the other guy, would you have remembered it?
I only remember because he said the name.
Right. I'm with yes.
You. It's like
Cold, you wouldn't have remembered it if I asked you who the other guy was.
Like Dragnet. Is it Sergeant Friday? Officer Friday.
I don't remember.
You know, when you watch Dragnet?
Nah, it was on like Nick at Night or whatever when I was a kid, but I never watched Dragnet.
Well, he had a partner. I didn't know his name either.
Mm.
Sherlock Holmes is a real guy.
Well, we mean. They're all characters.
No, but like.
It's a fictional character.
It's a fictional. It's not a real guy.
No.
Right.
All right. Just want to make sure.
All right.
Well, I know if it's based off a historical figure.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
All right. Yeah. No, I'm glad we cleared that up.
215-592-9494. Stucky in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Stuck?
Come on, Stucky.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man. I want to keep, like Ike was saying, I just want to keep Jalen in this straight jacket. You know, it just makes sense. The winning formula is just us been running the ball.
Can I ask you something, Stuck? I don't want to interrupt you.
Why are you interrupting him?
Well, because did you tell Jack you wanted the straight jacket off?
Yeah, I did. Then I listened
then,
to
then he heard.
It made sense to me. And then it just made sense.
Don't get bullied by Ike, even though I even agree with Ike. Ike's right today. Sorry, but he's dead right. Every single, you can't all get bullied by Ike. He's not that scary. I mean, he is.
I'm bullied and you said I'm right.
Well, today you're right.
Like I said, let's not get fooled us last week. Last week was cool and all, but let's just stick to what we know best.
That's all. It's not bully Jack. It's logic. Yeah, listen, Stucky, great point. Great point, Stucky.
Yeah, it's an amazing point.
I got a quick question for you.
Yes.
You played in the league, right?
I did.
So I just was thinking, right, like, on the business side of things, like what happened to James Bradberry? Like, you know,
get rid of that guy.
4 to 6 week injury, Stuck.
I never heard from him again.
It's funny because, well, I think I did see a picture of a team meeting recently on Twitter. It was a picture of, James Bradberry was in the photo. So he is still around.
Well, he's got to be at the facility, right?
Well, he's around, yeah.
He's got to work out. He's got to work out in case
he needs. Unless there's a mutual agreement to not be there.
Oh, right.
No, he's there.
He's not practicing or anything, so.
I need him in the DB photo when they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Stucky, it's financially, listen, he's getting paid like a player. Like, his salary has been guaranteed. So he's gotten his full salary this year. It's got to be weird for him because he's probably been healthy for a while and probably wants to play, and especially when the team is playing as well as it is. But he's had to sort of just remain in the background. And, I mean, listen, he's going to get a ring if they win. Like, he's getting his paycheck. He's getting a ring if they win. He's just not actually playing. But he's there.
Did you count that ring though as a player? Like, is it an asterisk on that ring for you? Like, or are you just
Adam Eaton got a ring.
Well, here's what I would say to that. To each individual is his own. I can't speak for James Bradberry for him to say what the ring would mean to him, right? I can't speak to that. I'm not in that position. I would say to myself, now, he did get injured on company time. He was a part of the team when he got injured. So if I was on the roster and I say I got injured and I just didn't get to play as much, sure, it would suck that I didn't actually play in the game to get the ring, but I'm on the team. I'm on the team. I'm on the roster.
Did he really get injured?
But that's another question, Stucky.
4 to 6 weeks, Stucky.
Stucky, you only get one question, man. You didn't ask me four different questions with this. I don't know where to go with James Bradberry.
Stucky, give us your famous duo. Lone Ranger and Tonto debuted today in 1933. Give us your best duo.
I changed my duo. I'm going with Craig and Day-Day.
I like that one. It may not be a winner, but it's unique. Craig and Day-Day, Friday.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
All right, Stuck.
Well, that wouldn't. I guess they did get two movies. I was going to say, are they more popular than Craig and Smokey?
Oh, in that. Yeah,
in
I don't
Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a good duo. I like that we get all sorts of different ones.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. Mike Epps was a good replacement for
And I wasn't trying to be hard on Stucky. It's like, just to peel the curtain back a little bit.
Yes.
When Jack talks to people before they go on the air, mm-hmm. we find out who they are, where they're from, and basically what they think. And sometimes what I like to do is balance out what the people think so we're not doing everybody thinking one thing in a row.
Sure.
So the first, you know, Corey, of course, fraud didn't even answer the question, but somehow disagreed with me. So I went to Stucky, who thought take the straitjacket off, and he said the exact opposite thing that was on the screen. So I just had to make sure what I thought was happening was actually happening.
But what also happened, Spike?
Yeah. You're so convincing.
Well, I mean, listen.
Yeah.
These are the benefits, man.
Yes. Well,
I'm just saying.
Look,
you know, it's wisdom.
Yes.
You know,
you played the game.
It's thought out.
Yes.
You know, it's logic there.
Absolutely.
I'm not flying off the cuff like Cam Newton.
No, you have a point.
Exactly.
You have a point.
Yes.
It's just like. This happens so much. You should, just if you're sitting in your car or at home listening, it happens so much.
And he finally broke today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I just sort of let it go.
And you agree with me, and you're trying to play the other side.
Well, no, I do agree with you today, but most days I agree with Spike.
Yeah.
And I would like there to be some balance on this show with the callers.
Yep.
And there's not enough balance. There's just not enough balance.
Man.
Sack up, listeners.
Unbelievable. Well.
Yeah. Now, I am the gentle one
on
the show.
Yes, you are.
Yes. Most of the time, yes. Well, no, you have your moments.
Yes.
But, but yes, largely you're the gentle one.
I'm the gentle one on the show.
All right.
He's not going to jump through the phone. It's all okay.
Everything's fine.
It's okay to disagree with
me. We're all having a good time.
Just say you guys want everybody to disagree with me.
No, not everyone. One person.
I'll take 15%.
Dude, the Twitter question will be 50-50, and the call board will be 100%.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of balance.
I said once off the air, I was like, we could go into the show one day, and I could say, Ike, you know, in football, you have four downs to get a first down. And Ike could go, nope, it's five, and we would get 12 calls in a row being like, Ike knows he played the game. It's five downs.
Well, I felt like I was in a minority yesterday.
I don't even remember what yesterday
Andy
was.
Reed,
oh, Andy, you were in the minority yesterday. Yes. And you and Chuck went at it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that was a headache.
He had to call back at 6 o'clock to.
Yeah, I heard that. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
He called back in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, because he knew that I wouldn't bite his or get mad about the Andy thing.
So he knew you wouldn't interrupt him and just let him go. Yes.
He also knew you would put him right on.
Oh,
immediately.
For sure.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Because I respect greatness.
Oh. He said he was going to take all of our listeners to the midday show.
He told me over the air the day after the Eagles lost a playoff game with our highest rating, highest individual stream day ever, that I bleeping sucked as a host, and we've gotten over that.
Maybe he had a point.
But I don't think he had a point.
Okay.
No one agrees with him.
All right.
Besides
Jack's
everyone.
Jack's basically like, well, I was able to get past that.
Yes. All right. Coming up next.
It's true. Got suspended for that, too.
Coming up next, news from the Eagles that I think would make us all feel good if it happened.
That hammer is real, for real.
We will talk about that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If it's your first time listening, that's Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. That's Jack Fritz over there. It's the best radio show in Philadelphia. We appreciate you listening. Big news today out of the NovaCare facility as the practice window for Brandon Graham has opened.
Oh, ho, ho.
So today was the first practice. They're practicing today, tomorrow, Saturday. And I would imagine they are looking to see what he looks like to see if they, because if they, it's not as simple as just activating him because you have to deactivate somebody else. So going into a game like this, as we saw at the Cam Jurgens thing, if you're going to be on the roster, you have to be able to play.
You got to be able to play, yeah.
So, you know, if, and it doesn't have to be.
I agree with that, by the way.
Of course.
Yeah, you just can't take up a spot.
No, you don't want to be in a situation where somebody gets hurt at a different spot. And
right.
And it's not
well,
as
unless
easy.
It's price off.
Well, but the
problem is he'd probably be the one who wouldn't be active.
Yes.
So you wouldn't have him either.
Well, and it's not, who knows? It doesn't have to be edge for edge. It could be anybody that they could take off.
Right, I know,
that
gets injured, yes. I completely agree. Yes, right. It could be another spot.
But they're weakening a different spot to strengthen this spot. So we have, unless you have it, we have no inside information on how strong he is. I know he did work to stay in shape, but he hasn't played football in a couple of months. So, you know, on one side, on the positive side, I could say, hey, maybe he's fresh. He hasn't been banged up. You know, getting a guy who, if he's healthy, has been, you know, rested and ready for 8 weeks going to the biggest game of the year, that's great. Yeah. But that rhythm might not be there. That game shape might not be there.
Here's what I would say. As long as the possibility of re-injuring it is low, he probably goes.
You think so?
Yeah, because here, you don't need him for a substantial amount of plays. You don't need him for 25, 30 plays, unless somebody gets injured, then you would.
I was going to say 10. Yeah. Maybe he has to be prepared to play 10, 15.
If he's in that 10-15 range where he can give Nolan Smith a blow or Josh Sweat a blow, and he can go out there and be helpful in the run game, like for a few snaps, I think he's good to go, right? Because it's the last game. It's not like he needs to be in shape for the next 3 or 4 weeks. Right? As long as the re-injuring possibility is minimal, why wouldn't you let him go?
Right?
Because as far as he's concerned, he's going to lay it all on the line regardless. So he's going to give you what he has.
Well, and for the re-injuring possibility, and this is not insensitive because I love BG. It's not about his future.
No.
It's about re-injuring in the first play of this game, and then all of a sudden they activated somebody who can't contribute.
Right.
So it's not like we're, you know, if Brandon re-injures his tricep, the rest of his life's going to be fine.
Yes.
He'll rehab it.
He'll
be fine.
Okay, yeah.
It's about being able to play, being able to play those 10 or 15 plays and not hurting it again.
Yep.
So we'll do our best to get any info we can. Obviously, you know, the station, good friends with BG. But and ultimately, this will be a Nick and an organizational call as to whether.
Well, the window is open, and let's see when he gets back out there on the field and see what he can do. He still has 8-9 days, but there is a process there that he has to go through. And as long as there are no setbacks, this is a big step because at least they are open to the idea of it.
Well, and I would say they probably don't open the practice window if they don't think the injury, like, it's got to be more about all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. Because I would think they wouldn't even practice him if they're thinking.
If they felt like that
not
part
healed.
Of it, yes.
If it's not healed, then it's not ready to go.
And we got to keep this in mind. He's in the building.
Yes.
So it's not like he's been away and they haven't seen him and they don't know what he looks like or anything. They get a chance to watch him rehab. They get the updates from the medical experts and the trainers. So they've gone this far to go ahead and open the window. Now it is just about, okay, where does the roster lay at and who do we need? Because we still don't know about Cam and
Landon
Dickerson.
Yeah.
So we don't know about either one of those guys yet. And so I think a lot of that plays in there, but this is very promising.
We don't know about Gainwell. We don't know about Gainwell either. And as we found out that concussions, that can be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
It's not automatic just because they have a week off that Gainwell is going to be able to be back.
Yep.
So, all right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, and it is based on our topic today. But quite simply, in the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts, straight jacket on, straight jacket off. He said after the game they took the straight jacket off a little bit. He aired it out a little bit, took some shots. Or do you want to play it more the way they've played the most of these games? A little risk-averse. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Next Sunday against the Chiefs, do you want the Eagles to be conservative like they have the majority of the season, or do they have to take risks? Play like you have or take some risks. What do you think the results are, Ike Reese?
Play like you have, and I'll go with... not in a landslide. Let's go with 63% play like you have.
I'm legitimately amazed at how good you are at this, actually. It's good? At 60. It's at 60%.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. You're good at judging the audience in that way. I would have guessed the other way, actually. I would have guessed, not that in favor of me, I would have guessed landslide on the play it safe. But my position is play it safe against the Chiefs gets us beat by 6 points. 215-592-9494. JT and Langhorne, you're on WIP. What's up, JT?
What up, brothers? How y'all feeling? Happy Thursday.
What up, JT?
Hey, Spike.
Yes, sir.
I pledge my allegiance to the afternoon show, brother. Jump me in.
Oh, I like that.
There you go. He said, jump me in. Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
I like it. I like it, JT. I love your allegiance pledged.
Yep. Jump me in. I want to be one of the callers on the board so they figure out what Jack got me on right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, not everybody finds it as easy to say those sorts of things that you're saying, and I appreciate it. No, from my heart to your heart, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm not disobedient like Chuck.
It's not about obedience. It is about togetherness. It is really the way I look at it, GT, it's like us against everybody else all the time. Even our coworkers. It's us versus them. So
yeah. Right. I'm on y'all side then. What's good though, man?
All right,
I'm excited about the game, man. I think like what Ike said though, man. Take what the defense give us, man. I'm not worried about passing yards. I'm not worried about who did all the accolades. I just want to win the game, man. I don't care how it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you think it's going to have to be? Let me ask you it that way, because I agree with you. If they figure that the best way to win is for Jalen to throw it 16 times, then yes, then I agree if that ends up being the best way. I think the question is more is, what do you think the best way is going to be?
I think what we've been doing all year long, we got to start out running the ball, see how the defense reacts to that. If they stack the box, you know, take whatever's open. If they go man coverage, they age over the top.
Okay. All right.
Whatever they give us, we take you.
I do think we throw it earlier more than everybody thinks we do. Like I don't know, but my gut would be of the first 10 plays of every game, we're throwing it 6 times. That's what my gut of what normally is. Maybe we don't throw it, but they feel like dropbacks.
Yeah.
I think they call more early pass plays than we tend to think that they do. And
yeah.
I can tell by going through our show text because I get one a game from Ike saying, run the damn ball, like 3 minutes into every game when we've thrown it 3 straight times.
Yeah, that's what I don't want to see unless it's successful.
Right. Well, I want it to be successful.
I poked the bear a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts is definitely elite, brother.
Wait, who's definitely that? Elite. Jalen Hurts is elite?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Just fire. Two Super Bowl appearances, 5 years, only 8 quarterbacks in NFL history have done that, bro. That's elite. That's elite class right there in itself.
Well, that's an elite organization. That doesn't make him an elite quarterback.
And I don't want to hear about Nick Foles and Joe Flacco comparisons. He's not Trent Dilfer, bro.
I didn't say he was Trent Dilfer, but I also don't think he's
not Joe
but I don't think he's Trent Dilfer, but I also don't think he's Joe Burrow or Josh Allen. And that's okay. It's okay if we have the 8th best quarterback
he's
in the NFL because we're in the Super Bowl. What's that?
He's not the pocket passer they are, but he's just as good a weapon as they is. He's an elite quarterback. He's a franchise quarterback.
Well, let me ask you this, and you're not allowed to say winning. What do you think he does? What one thing do you think he does better than Lamar Jackson?
Rushing touchdown. He already got the record for regular season and playoff.
Well,
there you go.
Those are tush pushes, man.
What you call it? He got the record.
All right. You got me. All right. Lone Ranger and Tonto debuted in 1933 today. What's your famous duo?
Now, I ain't hear nobody say it, but it should. When it's the best duo ever. Batman and Robin.
I mean, yes, it's Cape a legendary
Crusader.
One.
Cape Crusader and Boy Wonder.
It is a legendary
one. It is a legendary one.
Do you have a, which Batman, because you're Gen X, you're mm-hmm. my generation, and we had three versions of Batman, really, three big ones. There was the TV show version of Batman.
Adam West.
Then there was Michael Keaton Batman, mm-hmm. which was the biggest thing in the world. If you're not old enough to remember that, everyone saw that Batman.
When they first brought him back out, Batman, that's when they brought it back
with
out.
With Jack Nicholson as the Joker. Mm-hmm. And then there was the Christian Bale Batman, ooh. Which is Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah.
So
there you go.
If you're to rank 1 through 3, I tell you, Adam West Batman, Michael Keaton Batman, Christian Bale Batman.
Not even going George Clooney, huh?
Nah, those are all.
I agree.
I don't even think he was bad, but and then there's Robert Pattinson Batman.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I'll go Christian Bale.
One.
Michael Keaton, then Adam West.
The Adam West one was funny, but definitely a different vibe.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the boom. Bam.
Yes.
Yeah, all of that with the...
It was like the comic book, but in TV form.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, did you ever see that Batman TV show in the tights?
No.
Yeah.
That's the original Batman that I know
for
of.
For us.
Yeah.
It was on
that's
TV.
That's the Adam West one?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I only know the Adam West jokes from... I watched like Family Guy growing up. That's the only... They always joked about Adam West Batman.
Oh, okay.
And that's where you know it
I never
from.
Got it.
The show was funny. It was almost like... what's the word I'm looking for? It wasn't dark like the Batmans that we know were. It was certainly more comic booky. All right, we'll get back to your calls after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Listen, next weekend, obviously, big game. You got to make sure that your appliances are ready to go for whatever party you're having, all that good stuff. And the only place you got to go is National Appliance Warehouse, and specifically now because the President's Day mega sale is going on at National Appliance Warehouse. So you're going to get the best price in National Appliance Warehouse. That's guaranteed by Price Assure. You're also going to get tax-free Wilmington, Middletown, Delaware, but also great savings events like the President's Day Mega Sale. So your dollar's always stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse. But on top of that, you're going to get the best appliances. Over 100 brands in a 15,000 square foot showroom. You heard me talk about Gen Air, Sub-Zero, but whatever you need, National Appliance Warehouse has you covered from that standpoint. And on top of that, you're going to experience a difference-making culture. We talk about the football team and their culture. The National Appliance Warehouse team, it has a difference-making culture as well. You walk in, you truly feel like you're part of their family, knowledgeable, and ready to take care of you. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom at Tax-Free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today and tell them Fred sent you. Not to derail the show, but I got a tweet about this, and Ike agreed with the tweeter. Blow the whistle is not ahead of Dancing on My Own yet. Like, can we stop? I know everyone likes the Eagles. I got it. Dancing on My Own took over the city. Blow the whistle is a good song to dance to. I mean, come on.
Just telling you, it is.
It's a good song.
It's a better song than
Dancing. Oh, of course. Dancing Moon's a horrible song.
Okay.
Well, but it's an anthem.
The original's not a horrible song.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
I know.
All right, just want to get that out.
Who sings the birdie? Is that her name?
Robin.
Right.
Yeah. Just want to get that out. Birdie?
Listen, Dancing on My Own.
You're an idiot.
Dancing on My Own was good the first year. We took it to the World Series.
It was also good the second time.
No.
Jack.
No, it was not.
Jack, rank Dreams and Nightmares, Dancing on My Own, Blow the Whistle.
Dreams and Nightmares 1.
Okay.
Okay.
Dance on My Own. But I like Blow the Whistle. It's not that the song's bad. I think they took over the town.
I feel you.
And whatever they want to use in 22 is like all the way down. Party Rock.
Oh, Party Rock.
Yeah.
No one liked Party Rock. You didn't like... I can't think of his name right now.
Lil Uzi?
Lil Uzi. I was getting ready to say Lil Yachty. Yeah, it's Lil Uzi.
And he's Philly guy.
Yeah. Uzi versus Philly guy.
Well, Knock Knock also I think should be on there for the 2010 Flyers.
I enjoyed that.
That was a big deal.
That was a huge deal.
That introduced me to Mac Miller. I didn't even know who Mac Miller was. That's how much I liked the song.
May he rest in peace, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a song in 04? Was there anything that...
We did not have a song in 04. Yeah, not that I can think of.
Yeah, back when men were men, you were just interested in winning football games.
Yes.
You didn't need a theme song?
Yeah, we didn't have one. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, then, and the 93 team, LA always talks about it.
Was there a song for the 93 team?
Yeah. The 08 team didn't have a song.
Yeah, I don't think they did have a song.
No.
Yeah.
No, this is a new thing. Everybody's got to have a song.
Yes.
And the only knock I put on Dreams and Nightmares is that Meek Mill did do a whole thing with the Patriots the next year when they won the Super Bowl. So, I don't know. It felt cheap to me.
Well, he did get him out the joint.
Well, yeah. Okay, yeah, I guess he owed him one.
Yes, I mean, yeah. Robert Kraft was a big part of that. Though, so,
yes.
Yeah.
And if you could owe Robert Kraft one, I think a song is probably better than what else you might want to owe him. So, Saquon has been the offensive weapon for the Eagles this year. Maybe the offensive weapon for the Eagles in the history of the Eagles in any one season.
We're pushing there.
Yeah. The question is, how successful will that be against the Chiefs? So, Nick Wright, FS1, big Chiefs guy, here is what his opinion is on that very subject.
One thing that I will say is this. Saquon Barkley is not going to destroy the Chiefs. They are too well coached. They are too good at tackling. I think he'll be – I'm not saying they're going to shut him down. What I can tell you is what Saquon Barkley has done to everyone, that will not happen against the Chiefs.
So that's what Nick Wright says.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I guess what he's saying is we're not going to see the first play of the game go for 71 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, are you trying to say – Saquon's not going to have an explosive play against the Chiefs? Is that what he's trying to say?
I don't know.
I think that's what he's trying to say, is that Saquon's not going to have the big runs that we've seen him have against other teams against the Chiefs.
I would be surprised.
I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised. I have suspended all limitations.
Yeah, it's so
what
wild
I think
now.
With this dude.
Yep.
This dude is on another planet right now with the way he's playing. He just is. I mean, he has taken it up to another level once he's gotten to the postseason. He really has. And the Chiefs, they had better be on their game when it comes to tackling. Because, see, it's not about does Saquon have the ability to do it. You're going to have to be perfect in order for him not to do it. You're not the first team to load up against the Eagles to try to stop Saquon Barkley.
There's going to be a point at which Saquon Barkley has a Chiefs defender in the open field, and that Chiefs defender is going to have to tackle
him. It's over.
Yeah.
And the guy has already said that he will sometimes not hit a hole on the backside
to
early
plan
in
for
a
later.
Game because he's setting it up for later. So that's how much he's thinking the game. He's willing to take a 5-4 yard gain here because he wants you to overcommit to the front side gap so that in the third and fourth quarter, when he feels like he's got you where he wants you, boom, he's out the gate and out the back door.
I've never heard of a football player doing that.
Yeah.
I've heard of a pitcher doing it, right, setting a guy up. I've heard of a basketball player doing it, you know, but I've never heard about a running back setting up a run later by not hitting a hole early in the game. That is a supreme level of confidence.
Yeah, he's in his bag right now.
He is.
I'm just telling you, he just is. And he's going to be the best player, I believe. Before the game starts, he's the best player on the field for either team.
What?
Patrick Mahomes, great as a quarterback. Patrick Mahomes doesn't have the weapons around him to have the impact that Saquon has in a game. Just doesn't. He doesn't dominate the game like Saquon could dominate a game. He's efficient in what he does, but this ain't the Tyreek Hill, Kansas City Chiefs, right? Where they could just beat you at any moment, 40, 50, 60 yards down the field. They have to methodically move the ball down the field, 10 plays at a time.
Which I think works in our favor, by the way, because that's how we play defense anyway.
Yep, that's exactly how we
play defense. We just wait for you to screw up.
That's why I would take the under also.
As you said, 49.5?
49.5,
is what it's at. Yeah. And then the...
I got a score in my head, but I'm going to hold on to it to next week.
So here's what Ryan Clark said about the very same thing.
Absolutely not. And I can be honest, it was an underappreciated move for me. I always felt like the Philadelphia Eagles had a really good run game, whether it was Miles Sanders or DeAndre Swift. I truly didn't understand how Saquon Barkley could elevate it to this point. He's a transcendent talent, and I believe I knew that when he was drafted second overall, but that's how bad the Giants organization was, that this dude, this sort of human, this sort of leader, this sort of teammate couldn't elevate the play of the people there. What he's done in Philadelphia for a running back, he's shown that when you have a difference maker at that position, it can carry you to a Super Bowl.
Baldy very casually called him the best player in the NFL yesterday when we had him on.
Well,
it's hard to argue against at this particular moment.
Well, and it's funny, Brady said he was a Hall of Famer on the broadcast, and then Belichick said the same thing in an interview yesterday, that they have a Hall of Famer at running back.
It's unbelievable.
He has been unlocked here in Philadelphia.
Yeah. I only hope that 400 touch thing, I hope he transcends that. Right. I hope he's a back that is for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to have this year again, mm-hmm. but the same type of
player.
You
know who's done it? And he takes more of a physical pounding pause than Saquon? King Henry.
Yes. King Different Henry. Kind of back. But yes, he's taken
1,900 yards this year, y'all. Yep. So he's already been a 2,000-yard rusher.
Yeah.
So and he gets a ton of carries.
Yep.
But I'm saying he was able to go to Baltimore. I don't know how many total touches he had this year, but I guarantee you his job was made easier planning that offense with Lamar Jackson. And those are the type of yards he was able to put up. I think Saquon got an easy 2,000 yards. But if you can just talk about from a physical standpoint, he didn't have to get a lot of hard yardage to get that 2,000. He had a lot of explosive plays.
And here's a glass half full take for you. Normally, I had looked at his games with the Giants missed as like these injuries, you know, build up, whatever. But the positive to that is those are games he didn't have to play in that his body didn't have to take a beating on. You know, so he is at a point where he's, how old is Saquon, 28?
27.
27. Yep. Where maybe he has a season and a half worth of games that he didn't play that would have been mileage mm-hmm. that was on him anyway.
Makes sense.
It really has been, what a joy to watch him this year.
Man.
By the way, Kaz mentioned on Twitter, and I can't believe I didn't remember this, 93 Philly song was Whoop, There It Is.
Yeah, L.A. always says it was that song and Spin Doctors, Two Princes. Or Two Princes, Spin Doctors. Whatever one's back to
the Spin Doctors is the band. Two Princes is the song.
That one.
I don't remember that being part of it. Maybe that they played that in the locker room and
yes.
we didn't have
there
to sort
it.
It
was definitely.
Yeah, Whoop, There It Is.
That was 93.
And it was so crazy that there were two versions of that song.
Yep.
There was Woot, There It Is. One was 95 South.
Yep. Another was Tag Team.
Tag Team.
Yep.
There were two songs that were the same song. Unreal. What a time the 90s were. Can't wait to talk to Shiel. Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer joins us every Thursday at 3 during the football season. And he has been suspicious of two things, I would say, throughout the year. One, Sirianni. He hasn't been an enormous Sirianni backer. And the other one, he has said, can't win a Super Bowl if you don't throw the ball. Can't win a Super Bowl if you don't throw the ball. Can't win a Super Bowl if you don't throw
Mr.
the ball.
Mr. EPA.
Yes. But yes, Mr. Vorp.
Yeah, what a dork.
Yeah, what is he doing?
By the way, he'll be live with us in Radio Row next week.
Oh, that'll be great. Yeah? I haven't seen Shiel in person, I feel like, in a long time.
Looking forward to it.
Well, Shiel joins us next. Your calls as well, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.